Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Welcome to Mind Games for another week. We're still early in 2011. We're early in the year and we are still trying to make some changes. We're still trying to act on those New Year's resolutions, maybe to salvage them, maybe not. So I thought that we might look at a mind game to do with our health and our healthy eating. And again, these are things that people quite often pick as being the changes that they would like to make on their life. Now, we've got a doozy of a real mind game that we're able to play with ourselves here. It's new research which is reported in the Journal of Consumer Psychology, a study by Alexander Chernov at Northwestern University in America. And he looked at what is being called the halo effect, which deals with how we judge our meals and the actual belief, which a lot of dieters have, that maybe we can actually cut our calorie count by adding more food. So that seems a little bit funny. How might that actually happen? The mind game is that we have this idea of that certain foods have halos. So if I add a side salad or a healthy item to a meal, then that the goodness of that item actually covers the rest of the meal, and I may actually miss some unhealthy things that are in there. Alexander Chernov did a study with 900 subjects, and he had them eat a series of quite unhealthy meals. Half of the subjects had celery sticks added to the meal, and they were asked to eat the meal and then asked to actually guess how many calories might have been in that meal. What happened was the people that had the celery sticks added actually estimated that the number of calories of that meal, even though they had more food, was less than just the standard hamburger that they were given alone. And what's also really, really interesting is that this halo effect, this effect of believing that certain health foods actually improve the general health of a whole meal, is actually a lot more noticeable in people who are weight conscious or who are trying to have a look at their weight and make some changes in that area. So there's a little mind game that you might be able to catch yourself playing, and here's how you might be able to make your dieting and your choice of meals more effective. Remember that in everything, moderation is the key. If I can get to 90% healthy meals and leave that 10% enjoy that, then that's probably a really good way to go.